I'm going to do some rottenness, and that hedgehog won't stop me!
Pack your shit! Pack your shit! We gotta get out of here!
Well, gentlemen, I'm flooding it! It!
You are listening to RSN Radio. We don't know what the hell we are doing.
That's right. It's another week. Of course, for some reason. There we go. Like, I can't hear the talk bit music. What's that all about? So, of course, this is Voice RSN Live. Next, hour, 59 minutes, what have you. So, what to be up, folks? A lot of things happened this week. Of course, I don't follow video game news, so all I know as Nintendo released a new handheld. But before we get around to bashing that, let's just get the quickie stuff out of the way. So, RSN Live, it's, of course, done live. And by the way, I did revert back to the temporary... Sorry, turn that off. I did revert back to the temporary... the old audio processing, so it shouldn't be as jittery for you guys on the Twitch page. Oh, I got a message. Oh, boy. So, it's RSN Live. This is done live for those of you who are listening to the podcast. Going, why is he saying live over and over again? For those of you who are listening on the RSN radio stream, which is the only stream I do, I'm sure one of these days I'll eventually worm my way onto one of the others, but until then, it's strictly an RSN radio show that is now up to date on Radio Sega Media, so I do applaud that. So, there's other methods to get involved on this show, that being, of course, the Twitch chat, which, for those who are listening and going, what the hell, rsnlive.randomsonicnet.org/participate.php. That is going to get you to the Twitch stream, the Twitch chat. It also has our IRC, which, again, we are available on multiple networks. IRC.afternet.org, IRC.surrealchat.net, and IRC.randomsonicnet.org. So, on everything except Surreal Chat, I'm pretty much just an RSN. But on Surreal Chat, because I really got annoyed with them, I think I still have an RSN channel there. Yeah, I do. Okay, so I'm in there as well, but I'm also on Radio Sega and Radio Nintendo's chat rooms. So, I do my best to check, but of course, I'm a big bucket of fail when it comes to doing that. So, you know, your mileage will vary. The other method of getting involved in the show, which I think a lot more people would actually like if they could, you know, download the app. It's really not that hard. Set up, it takes like 2 minutes. But I'm also available via Mumble. The information for the Mumble setup is, of course, on the RSN Live page under Mumble. That gives you the IP address, the port number, what channel to join. Please note that if you do join the channel, I've got you guys muted until I unmute you. So if you're planning some kind of raid on the mumble chat, know that it will only work for about 5 seconds before I mute you. All that other fun stuff. Of course, there's also going to be, you know, other stuff going on. And of course, there's also RSN Live, the Twitter account, which I am checking once in a while. I would recommend that you guys use the hashtag RSN underscore live. That is what I'm trying to use now. So, if you want to get in contact with me, just go ahead and use that. It'll probably be better for you. Alright, also, for those of you who are watching live, you, of course, if you're on the RSN Live page, have noticed that there's a link that says podcast. We do podcast this. Well, I do. I'm the only person involved in this shit day. In addition to the RSN Live page, you can go to the Radio Sega Media page, which, give me a second, I'll put it up here. So, radiosegamedia.net/podcast/RSN-live is where you can go to get that other stuff. So, I think I've gone through my introductory spiel. And I think we're going to get in with some music. So, oh, and by the way, there are 4 audio streams for this. Just thought I'd put that out there. There's a, actually, I have to fix my aux stream after tonight, because, long story short, I accidentally nuked the Internet DJ console profile, so I had to build it from scratch. And I set aug to 56 when it should have been 64 kilobits per second. That's technical deals. Anyways, go to rsnlive.randomsonicnet.org, and in the top left corner, you'll have all 4 of these streams listed for you to try out. So, I'm going to go ahead and dive into some music here. And since I saw some Twitter chats about this particular album, we're just going to go with this particular album. We'll see if you guys can name it. So, this is Voice RSN Live. Ah. Thank you. And we're back. So that was actually like the longest music break I think I've ever done so far. And really it kind of defeats the purpose, because I guess usually it must have happened to Twitter, because it looks like Twitter just crashed or something. I don't know. So now that that's done, I did find tonight's fanfic. Well, that music break was going on. That's how quick I am. So, I'm going to go ahead and let's just bump it on over for now. So, yeah, that's right. Bringing this back. We're bringing back the amazing intro. So, while I was scanning, I found Sonic Scream, which has the synopsis of a mysterious killer is killing off Sonic's friends. Can anyone guess what this is based off of? Anyone at all? I'm looking in the Twitch chat, the IRC. No one? No? Nothing? Got nothing. There it goes. Yes, the killer is you. Wow, you guys are really slow tonight. So, this is gonna be like a really, really long one. Because, like, these are freaking long chapters. Actually, I take that back. There's only two chapters. So, two chapters. We got 5,000 words on this. So it's going to be a bit longer than Sonic the Toilet Hedgehog from last week. So, I got to get in the zone for this. So, I hate reading these now. I'm kind of regretting, like, deciding to do this. I really should. Oh, well, I said I'd do it, so. Alright. This is probably gonna take a little longer than the music I have queued up. That's a big problem. Alright, so. Without further ado, I gotta turn this down a little bit. We've got, Sonic Scream, Chapter 1. Red Rose. Hold on. It was a humid night at the end of summer. The sky was dark and cloudy. It looked as if a storm was moving in. It was an unusually dark night. The streetlights were out. Amy Rose lived in a two-story house in a small private court, a rare find in Station Square. Is this too loud? Anyone? Yeah, you know, I'll just turn it down a little bit. How about that? Let's see. And was the only resident living in the court. She hummed to herself as she continued to bustle around her house, straightening pillows and rearranging pictures, cleaning the dishes from dinner she just had just finished eating moments before. She hummed a song she had heard on the radio earlier, If Anyone Didn't Care, If Everyone Cared, by Nickelback. She was scrubbing the small pot she had used to cook rice she had eaten when there was a knock at the door. Amy reached over the sink and turned off the faucet. Very descriptive they're going on this one. I wonder who that could be at this hour, Amy thought as she dried off her hands when the knocking came again. Coming! Amy called as she approached the door. She looked through the peephole, which was set a little lower than on most doors, and saw that there was no one outside. That's weird, Amy said. She locked the door and secured the deadbolt, which had recently been added. Afterwards, she went back into the kitchen and continued to scrub the pot, which didn't really need it. Suddenly, there was another knock at the door. 1 second, Amy called as she quickly turned off the water and rushed to the front door when the knocking came again a little harder than before. She reached for the lock, but stopped inches from it as the knocking turned into pounding. Maybe I should see who it is first. Oh, you know, she thought. She peered through the hole once again, and there was no one in sight. Amy slowly backed away from the door and decided to make sure all of her windows were locked and her new alarm system was set, because you totally need one in Station Square. Well, I guess this is going to be my point. Amy, shaking slightly, checked each window one by one, and all of them were shut locked securely, and the little red light under the alarm set was shining brightly. Amy heaved a sigh of relief and walked back into the kitchen and finished watching the pot and quietly placed it into the cabinet. She walked into the living room and turned on her television. After about 20 minutes of channel surfing through cartoons, reality shows, game shows, and music videos, who the hell is showing music videos anymore? Her phone started to ring. I wonder who's calling, Amy thought. The phone continued to ring in the hall as, hello, what? Okay, I suck at reading, but this is some really hard reading material because there's like so many grammatical errors. Hello, Amy asked cautiously. Hey, Amy, it's Ruse, Ruse said on the other end. So how's everything going? Hi, Ruse. So far, it's been a little weird, Amy replied. Weird? How so? Ruse said in a puzzled tone. Earlier, there was someone knocking at my front door, but when I checked to see who was there, no one was outside. Wow, that is weird, Ruse said, sounding surprised. That's not all. A few minutes later, it was more knocking, and when I was about to open the door, something started to bang on the door while I was standing right in front of it, as if whoever was outside knew I was standing at the door at that moment. Right after it stopped, I looked outside right through the peephole, and there wasn't anything on the other side of the door. Scary. Did you lock your windows and windows? Windows and windows. Did you lock your doors and windows? Ruse asked, sounding worried. Yes. In fact, I did it right after I looked outside, and I set my new alarm, Amy said. Sounds like a little more excitement than you're used to, Ruse said with a little light laughter. Ruse is not funny, Amy said, getting frustrated. I'm sorry, Amy. Do you want me to come over for a little while? Ruse asked, trying to comfort the carnation-colored hedgehog. What does that even mean? I don't even know what that means! Okay. No, that's okay. I'll be fine, Amy said, starting to calm down. Well, for example, there's a T there. There's no two. Let's see. Well, if it happens again, just give me a call and I'll be right over, Ruse said in a reassuring tone. Okay, I will, Amy said, when the grandfather clock at the top of the stairs began to chime. Oh my, it's already 11 o'clock. I guess I lost track of time in all the excitement, Amy said, looking at the clock next to the phone. You'd better get to bed soon. Good night, Amy, Ruse said. You're right, good night, Ruse, Amy said before turning off the phone and placing it back on the base. God, this is, like, so long. Dude. So long. I'm not even halfway through the first chapter. I'm like reaching a quarter away through the first chapter. Amy turned and began walking up the stairs, her hand firmly gripped on the handrail. It was late and Amy had already taken off her gloves. The handrail was smooth and cool to the touch. Amy stopped down the middle of the steps. Something just doesn't seem right, Amy thought as she looked around. It's probably just my imagination, she thought. As she continued up the stairs, never letting go of the handrail. She had just reached the second floor landing when her phone began to ring once again. Now who on earth, Amy said, heading back down the stairs this time. Her hand barely touched the rail. Just as she reached the phone, a loud banging came from the front door. Who's there? Amy called, grabbing her hammer, which leaned against the closet door. The only answer she received was more banging. The pounding on the door subsided briefly. Who's there? Amy called again, but still no answer. Emmy peered through the peephole, hopefully for the final time, but there was nothing outside but the shadows. I can't wait for this night to be over, Emmy said as she set her hammer back down by the front door and headed for the stairs. As she walked past the phone, she remembered what Rouge said. If it happens again, just give me a call. I'll be right over, she said the memory. Okay. By the way, I get the feeling that I'm gonna run out of music here again. What English accent? Whatever. What? Alright, you know what? We'll just restart that. I guess I should give her a call, Amy said as she reached for the phone. She picked it up, and as she reached for the first digit, a deep, raspy voice began to speak. Hello, is there a man there? The voice asked. I'm sorry, you have the wrong number. No one with that name lives here, Amy said, and she went to hang up the phone when the voice spoke again. Well then, what's your name? It asked with a dry-sounding rasp. Why do you want to know my name? Amy asked. I want to know who I am watching, the voice said in a whisper. This is getting funny. What did you say, Amy asked. She looked around the windows. There were on three that left a clear view of the phone, but all were shrouded in darkness. I said I want to know who I am talking to, the voice let out a cruel chuckle. Chuckle. I suck reading. That's not what you said. Who is this? Amy said, asked, shaking. What's wrong, little girl? You sound scared, the voice taunting Amy. Rouge, is that you? This isn't funny, Amy said, her voice quivering slightly. I'm not Rouge, the voice said in an unnerving tone, followed by malicious laughter. Are you really watching me? Amy asked, now terrified. Yes, I am watching you. You're kind of cute, the voice whispered. I really should be whispering, huh? You know, I'm really not good at voice acting. All right. If you were watching me, Amy said, looking around quickly ran and grabbed her hammer. Then what am I holding? She asked. You're holding your hammer in your left hand, the voice said as if he was standing in the same room as her. Oh, God, you are watching me, Amy said, dropping the hammer, and she turned off the phone and dialed Rouge's number. The phone rang for a few seconds before somebody picked up. Rouge, are you there? Amy cried into the phone. Rouge, Rouge. But there was no answer from the other end. Rouge! It's not nice to hang up on someone in the middle of a conversation, the voice laughed tauntingly. What did you do to Rouge? Amy screamed into the phone, tears welling up in her eyes. I've done absolutely nothing to your new friend. Yet, the voice cackled. I saw you starting to dial a number, so I decided to call again. What do you want from me? Amy cried into the phone, tears streaming down her face. I want to see how easily you can be sliced, the voice laughed. No, 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 Amy said, falling to her knees, crying uncontrollably. I'm going to give you a chance to save yourself, the owner of his voice said teasingly. What do you want me to do? Amy cried. I want you to answer my questions. If you get them all right, I might spare your life. If you get one wrong, I'll tear you open and bathe in the pool. The voice laughed maniacally. This is, you know, I think we're too used to me having ones that involve sex at this point. Why are you doing this to me? Amy asked, crying hysterically. Because you are home, alone, in the middle of nowhere, Amy, the voice said. Amy's blood ran cold as if it were replaced by ice from the polar ice caps. I never told you my name, Amy said, forgetting that she was in danger. How do you know my name? Oops, I nearly let it slip, the voice chuckled evilly. Who are you? Tell me, she cried into the phone. I gotta clear my... Are you ready for the first question? The voice asked. Tell me who you are, she screamed into the phone. I asked you if you were ready, the voice said. Tell me who you are, she said, trying to breathe through her sobs. I'll give you 5 more seconds to answer me, the voice said, getting angry. Amy tried to calm herself down, but it took a few seconds. 3, 2, 1. There, the voice started to count down to Amy's demise. I'm ready, Amy said, quickly interrupting the possible killer. Oh, goody. And here I thought you were just going to give up, the voice said cheerfully. Question 1, how many times did I come pounding on your door? That was you? Amy said, not really surprised. Answer the question, or have you changed your mind? The voice demanded. An answer? This is like taking too damn long, man. I've lost my place now. Great. Ah, here we go. 2 times, but you were at my door 3 times, Amy said, her voice quivering. Ding, 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 you are correct. You are 1 step closer to keeping your life, he said, taunting Amy. Question 2. What is the name of the movie about a haunted mental facility that was remodeled? What? Amy asked, panicking slightly. It's a horror movie that is about 3 or 4 years old now. It's actually way older than that now. You have 20 seconds, the killer said with a chuckle. Oh no, no, that isn't it, Amy muttered to herself as she paced back and forth down the hall. 10 seconds, the voice said in an almost gleeful tone. Oh no, 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 she mumbled as she paced back and forth faster. Then Amy remembered... Then Amy remembered a few days ago, her dear friend Rouge, the avid horror movie enthusiast, was ranting about some old horror movies, but she always came back to one movie. 3, 2, 1. The killer began to count down to Amy's demise, followed by a melodic laugh. House on Haunted Hill, Amy said, quickly turning around and twisting her ankle in the process. She fell to the floor and began to rub her injured ankle. But she was sure to hold on to the phone. That was very close, but you got it, the killer said quietly. Now time for the final question. Which room am I hiding in? What? Amy said. At the moment, the air seemed to turn frigid. Amy felt a chill run through her body. What room am I hiding in? The killer asked once more. Do I really want to continue this? I don't know what you're watching, Nerdfighter. I don't know. This is like taking way longer than I thought it would, man. Amy looked around frantically. She had no choice, other choice. She started to drag herself toward her hammer. She had fallen a few feet away from it. 30 seconds left, the voice said. Just then, Amy heard the sound of glass shattering come from upstairs. Oops, I hope you didn't like that picture. I have to restart this again. Amy whimpered as she continued to drag herself towards her hammer, being careful not to move her ankle too much. She heard a floorboard creak near the top of the stairs, and she knew it wouldn't be long before he would get to her. 5 seconds left, Amy, the killer called down the stairs just as Amy reached the hammer. She used it to help herself up and started moving toward the front door, using the hammer as a crutch. Almost there, Amy thought. Only a foot away from the door. She reached for the doorknob and noticed the door was unlocked, and the alarm had also been turned off. I have to call for help, Amy thought, as she quietly pulled the door open and limped through it. She hit the power button on the phone and dialed 911. The phone rang twice before a man, who sounded as if he was in his mid-30s, answered. 911, what's your emergency? He asked calmly. I need help. There's a killer in my house. I don't think he knows I went out the front door yet, but he's chasing me. I'm not sure if he's really going to hurt me or if he's just trying to scare me, he said in a calm tone despite the current situation. All right, miss. I'll need your name, address. Thank you for remaining calm, 911 operator said in a calm, almost robot-like tone. Amy just passed a small bush when she decided to look back at her house and saw that end table fly through on one of the windows. She gasped and started to crouch behind the bush, but she slipped on the dew that had gathered on the grass hours ago. She looked up at the sky, thinking, "Why me?" God, I'm getting there. I'm getting there. The clouds were moving slowly, almost still, through the sky. A gathering of clouds parted, revealing the moon. It hung in the air like a silver disk of light beaming down on the planet. It was abnormally large tonight, and some craters could be seen along the surface. "My name is Amy Rose, and I live at 38439 Rose Way." "How clever," she said, peeking through the bush, being careful not to touch it. Amy could hear the man typing on the other end. Just then, a figure in a black cloak came out of Amy's house. His face was concealed by the cloak's hood and the darkness surrounding the court. He could be heard spouting profanities as he walked around the front yard, obviously looking for Amy. "Please hurry, he's outside now and I can't reach my house. Earlier I sprained my ankle," Amy said, a little alarmed now. "Okay, miss, police units are on their way," the operator said. "Just try to stay calm. Did you get a good look at him?" "No, he's too far away. I don't if he has a weapon or not," Amy whispered, so she wouldn't be heard. "Okay, is there anything you can use to defend yourself?" the operator asked slowly. "I have a hammer that I've been using to support myself," Amy whispered as she looked at it laying in the grass, which had not yet been cut. "Okay, that's good. Just try to hold on until the police get there," the 911 operator. "Where the hell did you go?" the figure screamed into the night. Amy started to shiver as a forceful wind began to blow, causing fallen leaves to fly through the air. The grass and branches of the trees began to sway in the wind. The clouds overhead picked up speed and began to move along with the wind. Amy whimpered as the sound of the thunder ripped through the air like a gunshot. "I will find you, you little bitch," he growled as he continued to search the area. One second. "Oh, please don't let him find me," Amy thought. "I really wish Sonic was here," she whispered. "If you give up now, I might make it quick," the killer called out to Amy. Amy tried her best not to move so she didn't give herself away. She didn't know how good the killer's hearing was. She jumped when the 911 operator on the other end began to speak. She forgot that she had called for help. She turned her back to the bush and put the phone up to her ear. "Miss, are you still there? Are you all right?" he asked, sounding a little concerned. "I'm okay. He still hasn't found me yet," she said quietly. She started to turn around when a sound caught her attention. She quickly turned around her head to see a stray cat jumping off a trash can. "Do you know where the killer is now?" the operator asked. Amy shifted her position so she could peek through the bush, but she didn't see him. She whipped her head around trying to find him, but he was nowhere in sight. "I can't see him," Amy whispered into the phone, but only the reply she dialed to him. "Oh no, he cut the phone line," Amy thought. "Where is he?" she whispered as she leaned towards her hammer.
"Looking for someone," a voice behind Amy asked quietly.
Without thinking, Amy quickly grabbed her hammer and swung as hard as she could, but she didn't feel it connect. She quickly looked behind her and saw that her target was one step out of her reach. Her eyes widened and the color drained from her face as she stared at the dark figure before her. Moonlight glinted off of an 8-inch blade for only a second before it was driven down into the chest of the hedgehog. She fell to the ground as a pool of dark blood slowly formed around her lifeless body. The killer withdrew the blade, and the moonlight glistened off the crimson-tinted steel. Amy's body lay there in the rain. The rain started falling from the sky as if the heavens above were weeping over the loss of the young girl's life. "Okay, I finally finished it." I finally finished that. So, I'm going to go ahead and bookmark the next chapter, which, again, is actually shorter. Somehow. I don't know. Alright, so that was chapter 1 of Sonic Scream. Yeah. I gotta be honest, it's kind of a little... That was a little bit longer than it should have been. I think next time I choose a fanfic, I'm gonna have to, like, be careful to, like, not use these really long ones. Anywho, I'm gonna go ahead and put some music on again.
while I figure out what I'm doing with my life. And we'll go ahead and open up. This is going to end up being a long version of RSN Live tonight. You guys win. It's going to be on past 7 when I finish. So, let's see. Since we just had Amy get killed, it only makes sense that we use her theme music. As soon as I find it. Yeah, there we go. Like I said, it only makes sense that since we killed Amy, it's time to play Amy's theme music. So, this is RSN Live. Voice, I'll be back shortly, and then we can start the chatting.
All right, I'm back. So now I'm going to go ahead and open the Mumble chat. So hold on 1 second. There's one. It appears everyone else has kind of... Oh, wait. There we go. Now you're on.
I'm guessing everyone in chat is AFK.
I don't know what's up with them. They seem to have, well, first off, I know Woe21 is around because he's in the friggin' Twitch chat. He has to fix that right quick.
Well, that's Tricky. Hello, Tricky.
There's one more.
One more.
You sound awake.
Oh, I'm awake.
That instant,
Trekkie instantly devoured an entire 5-hour energy.
Really?
He did what?
Instantly devoured an entire 5-hour energy.
Did Rick play it? I pay right away and give it.
There we go. Now we got everyone in here.
Yeah. He was having trouble. Mumble was starting
Mumble
to
is
bullshit.
Freezing. The UI is hanging. Boys,
Mumble. See what happens when you mess with it?
I didn't do anything bad to Mumble.
Also, I'm gonna go change my bitrate back because apparently Counter-Strike was trying to download the SDK behind my back.
What? Oh my.
It was downloading. I looked at my Steam icon. I was like, wait, why is something downloading? It's like, why? No! I don't care.
Crap, I'm
missing. Beep, 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 beep,
beep. I'm missing Pepsi Man.
Pepsi Man's.
Well, that's gonna be like. That's gonna be the ending song for tonight. But you know what? Fine. I got another song I can use because I am liking this game, so I will use this music as soon as I.
I still need to play it.
I downloaded it, but I've not played it.
Hold on, I gotta find the folder now, and.
No, we don't want your damn JPEG stream.
Sure.
What are you screwing up?
Too for me. Too black.
Too strong. Go away, LA.
I don't even want to see the stream on that. I have to set it down to like 5% together. Good frame rate.
There it is.
This is the highest quality stream ever.
It is.
Yeah.
It's motion
is.
JPEG. What do you expect?
Why am I attempting to load this?
I gave him the idea, by the way.
I'm
watching him. He already had the idea.
I don't even know what's going on at this point.
Oh, dear God.
I might as well get it out of the way.
Back when we were still doing the... While we were still doing the stream, I was remarking about why my computer's internet's so slow and I couldn't view the Twitch stream, otherwise it would take up all my bandwidth. And then Wu immediately thought, I'll just send you a motion JPEG stream.
Well, now I have to start the questioning.
Mm-hmm.
So now I have to ask you guys what you think of the... Nintendo 2DS!
I think it's an X-Blade.
A what? Well, I thought about it and with an open mind that it's a good design because the kid won't break it fucking easily.
You say that, but you know they will.
No, they've got no hinges. No. They've got no hinges on it anymore. My niece and nephew have broken two, three of them. They don't break free.
I don't know. I think Nintendo's getting a little desperate to rehash. A little rehash with the rehash.
It's a bit too early to release a new one after the XL.
I don't know. I just saw the Nintendo fanboy rage and it just made me laugh inside. I guess I enjoyed their suffering is what I'm trying to say, my bullet point.
Hey, it'll sell either way.
I don't know. Well, again, you guys won't hear it, but the general consensus of this
design, yeah, from what I've seen, ends up being this.
As an expert, I feel qualified to say that whoever did this should pay dearly for his crime! He should pay dearly for his crime! He should pay! 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 He must pay!
Yeah. So.
Yeah, but again, it will sell very well, even though people and consumers will get retardedly stupid saying, huh? 2DS? Huh? 3DS? Will that work on my 2DS? That'll be the problem. I think.
That would make it just
run my 3DS games? Tell me now.
I think it's just Nintendo, like, realizing that the Wii U is kind of tanking right now.
It's got some good games going out.
And they're kind of going, shit. Well, if we release another handheld, it'll work.
What?
European or African?
I love when people say that.
European. Answer 42. Rex asks the question, what is the airspeed velocity of an unladen Rouge the Bat? And what? For anyone here who doesn't get the reference, it's a Monty Python reference. Monty Python and the Holy Grail. Do yourself a favor, look it up. It's actually a pretty good movie.
Back
in the day.
When stuff was decent.
Yeah.
When stuff
trying
was
to figure
good.
Out who's still
back,
here.
Back in the day when we had a Game Boy that you couldn't fold and had a mono speaker, but we already have one of those called the 3DS.
So
yeah,
now you have a Game Boy replacement.
And you can
that's
play.
That's kind of funny.
Yeah. That's true.
Nintendo should just.
You can play Game Boy games on it.
They should just re release the Game Boy to make a version that's the size of a house.
That'd be awesome.
I'd buy that.
Would you buy it?
I'd buy that for a dollar.
As long as it works on 3,000 D-cell batteries.
Running off Ice's battery from his car. There you go.
Yeah. Wait, did you just suggest hooking a Game Gear to my car?
From Rax's car.
Yes.
You want me to hook a Game Gear to my car?
That,
my car.
Yes. So, I want to see the results of that.
You want to see the results of that? I assure you, the results will be just as bad as you think it will be.
I think the results will be worse.
The results will result in that picture where I linked to Rax before. Kill it with fire.
Yes.
How much fire? How many BTUs are we talking here?
Enough to make 3 more suns.
It's no use!
Did I hear that right?
I actually can't remember.
Mumble froze. Good job.
See what happens? You broke it.
Why is
not breaking it, hero?
Why is it hanging?
Alright, so I'm trying to think of what else to talk about that's like talk worthy. I mean,
Steve,
I guess
Ballmer's retiring.
I guess just the whole Radio Sega change of ownership.
Who wants to bet that the person replacing Ballmer is going to be even worse?
It's going to be the guy behind Xbox One.
Oh, God.
But he's going to Bazinga, though. Don Matrix gone to Zynga.
He can always
since
get Zynga bought by Microsoft.
True that. Cityville on your Xbox One.
Why doesn't Microsoft just buy the Earth?
Because everything will run on Windows 8, unfortunately. Where's my goddamn start button?
It's warm in this room.
I'm roasting. But I've got a laptop in my bag.
Nobody likes roasted nuts.
Yeah. Because it was like friggin' hotter than hell today. Hold on, I'll look up today's high.
Yes, that'd be a good idea. I will check my as well.
It's thinking about
I'll
it.
I'll be honest.
So,
reached 88 degrees today, which in Fahrenheit is 31.
I see.
Yeah.
Temperature is 16 Celsius over here. 61 Fahrenheit for your Americans.
Alright.
And I mean 76.1 Celsius. Like, I'm literally.
I don't know. I guess we're going to talk about, you know, the news organizations being unable to properly report the news.
Oh, yeah. I like that in the radio Nintendo dinner.
Well, there was. I did not read about the ABC fuck up.
Yeah, I haven't seen that before, and I was like, oh, thank God.
But of course, everyone's aware of the CNN thing, where I guess some kid shot his grandma, and before that was playing GTA. So, according to CNN, GTA 4 caused a 5-year-old to shoot his grandmother.
First off,
we shouldn't really be so surprised. I mean, this is CNN we're talking about. This is like the group that got the fucking FBI to tell them to shut their fucking mouth.
Stop fucking typing!
You know, when there was that whole Boston bombing thing and CNN claimed they knew who it was. Or that an arrest had been made, or something like that. So, I don't know. I guess. And then the ABC thing, it just really goes to show you that these, like, news organizations are fucking stupid.
I'm sorry, but I can't pay attention with this Microsoft Anna.
What are you breaking?
The Microsoft Anna off.
Disable her and so configure text-to-speech.
Anyway, the grandparents shouldn't have a loaded gun in the fucking house in the first place. So, why are they blaming the game? Did they have a loaded gun in a house when they had a child? Completely retired parents and guardians. They should be blocked up. Well, they're dead anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Because we got a bunch of scrappy people in this country.
Well, you know, they could have taught the kids not to touch the gun.
You see this thing on the side, Jimmy? This is a gun. You don't shoot grandma with it. Oh, Jimmy, you just shot grandma. All right, we'll just blame the game, okay? Okay, we'll blame the game. Let's just tell the media. We'll make a lot of money on it. Fuck you all.
Also, you're supposed to teach kids that every gun is loaded. In fact, people in general.
Well, if you live in America, then yeah, that rules pretty much, yeah. Walk into a house and you'll see a shotgun on the wall. Because America, fuck yeah.
Remember, random guns laying around are literally bombs. If you touch them, it will nuke the United States. It will be all your fault.
No, it's never their fault. They don't take responsibility. They send the responsibility on movies and video games.
Oh yes,
you never take the full responsibility. Because that would be logical.
Cookie Clicker is now on TV Trope.
Is it? Alright, so I just got a link here. I shall read this link.
Oh dear.
So basically, if I play more football, if I play more FIFA football, I might become a footballer and kick my grandma in the head with a football.
The 2Ds. It's the Nintendo 2Ds.
I see
you
mean football.
Soccer. I will simplify it for you Americans.
You don't subscribe to the...
We've started calling what's not soccer hand egg.
Really
some people.
No, that's American. That's American football. Get it right.
It's called hand egg.
Yes, it's American football and egg ball.
Why don't they just play rugby and get it over with?
I like rugby. Nah, I don't really.
Totally rugby find a way to get Mr. Pollock on this.
Oh, that'd be amusing.
If I got him on this, I don't know what would happen. First off, this is like a podcast. Isn't very big.
Well, so, like, it's like this,
this random guy just be like, you know, just like, dude, you want to be on my podcast that like five people listen to?
We would have to get him to say pingas.
Pingas?
Pingas!
Rex, I would think that after the whole Roger Craig Smith incident, you would be gun-shy about talking to these guys.
I remember that very well. Oh, dear.
I think everyone does. That was, like, the best moment of the entire interview.
We're getting in trouble now.
What do you mean we're getting in trouble now?
I've got him on Facebook, so I could, like, directly email him. I've spoken to Mike via PM once.
Did he tell you not to talk to him?
No, he actually spoke to me.
Doesn't Jay actually have Mike Pollock's Skype?
He's actually a nice guy.
Because I remember him saying in one of his YouTube videos, don't talk to me. Like, he didn't want, like, people casually talking to him.
Yeah, it was just random. It was for Sonic related, then it was just like, okay, smells. Nope. Just showing that I'm not an over obsessed fanboy who's just randomly PNing.
No,
dude,
I think it would be different.
Like, your voice,
really obsessed fanboy had
and Sonic Generations was like the best.
Dude, I could just listen to you every night in my bed. I'll have my laptop at the side. I'll listen to your voice clips and be like, yeah, Eggman.
Well, you know, if I do manage to get Mike on this, I'm going to have to force him to try to read these fanfictions.
Unless you fromage.
You'd be watching this.
Make him read a few lines. It'll be funny.
Unless you fromage. Sorry.
Meh.
That phrase should be banned from French class.
Well, see, here's the other problem. A lot of these guys tend to not have Mumble installed.
Similarly, 42 should be banned from math class.
What?
What, because it's the number that makes everything real?
Because it's one thing everyone will guess if they're going to put no effort. So if one of the answers is 42, somebody might accidentally get a right answer.
Okay, what if I answer C? I'm going to answer C.
That would be correct if the answer is the speed of light.
69, get it right.
Right. Okay. I think I'm going to go ahead.
Harrison overrun.
It is overrun by 10 minutes. It's not acceptable, man.
Oh,
it's actually.
Again,
Well, wasn't the fanfiction like 15 minutes longer than it should be?
I had to go through that dramatic MP3 like 4 times, and according to Internet DJ Console, it's like.
I played it 3 times.
14 minutes per try. So. Oh, I think it actually came out to 9 minutes, so what, like, because my math skills suck, like 27 minutes worth of reading.
Still, the unfair music made it better.
Yeah.
The Digimon Tamers OST number 45 comical gag.
Ah, that was Digimon. You can tell I've not watched Digimon since I was like 10.
Well, this is something that Rex said.
Wouldn't have recognized the song anyways, because the dub completely replaced the music.
Yeah, I would have watched it in like CITV and it would have had the shitty dub.
Did it have a shitty UK intro like Sonic X?
I don't know that
Sonic,
intro.
Sonic X.
Sonic.
Yeah, yeah, I don't know.
Oh god.
I was probably like 9 when it came out, so I can't remember.
Again, that was like.
And then we went over and got the Japanese
bare
dub.
Minimum of expense on that intro music. I'm pretty sure they just like told a bunch of interns to say Sonic X over and over again.
Sometimes I wonder how bad the Japanese dub of The Simpsons is.
Oh god, that must be amazing. That must be amazing.
I don't know.
Go Konnichiwa, Bat-san.
I think there's also a dub of South Park that's Japanese.
Wait, Japan actually likes South Park? Jesus.
Well, according to one person that I know, there's a South Park fandom in Japan. So either they have their equivalent of Weeaboos or there's a dub of it.
Why are you making me read this? It says World 21. Because you were reading it. He is not making me read it.
I'm making you read nothing, sir.
I'm not seeing it.
I would. That is best read by me. No doubt about it.
You're gonna read Sonic Triple X? Triple X?
No, it's best read by that guy who did that video that was earlier.
But yes, give me a week and I'll perfect it.
What?
Also, yay, I won my football match. Get in.
Yay!
I wanna play Sega Worldwide Soccer.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know what? Like I said, I think I'm gonna go ahead and wrap this discussion up, because I am getting hungry.
Ooh, food.
Yes, I need food.
I
need food, and this room is getting overheated at this point. My laptop and my desktop are gonna start overheating.
Eat the cheese head.
I can't eat the cheese head, it's made of foam.
It's made of lies.
Go for it, Dean.
Lies and deceit.
Alright.
Like I said,
alright, I'm wrapping this up. Alright. So, go ahead and say your goodbyes, your what have yous.
I love you, Chaos Blue, I love you.
Bye bye.
Love you.
Hope to see you. I don't know.
Alright.
I will read that fanfiction next week.
Alright. Alright, I gotta mute myself now. Deafen, mute. That'll be interesting. Anywho, so, like I said, this is voice. RSN Live. I'm done. I'm heading off for the week until next week. Until the meantime, you can enjoy this track from a recently greenlighted game on Steam called Megabyte Punch, which is in no way related to Sonic or Sega. Like I said, I just really like the game and I like the soundtrack. So that's how we're gonna end this. So this is RSN Live voice. I will see you next week.
You are listening to RSN Radio.
All we do is eat crumpets and drink tea. Is there something wrong with that?
For more information, visit www.randomsonicnet.org.
It's no use!